So one of the fascinating things about the mitzvos of Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem is that the Rambam's presentation in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah takes two distinct mitzvos and in a very fascinating way integrates them. Hakel HaNichbad VeHanora, the Rambam tells us, Mitzvah la'ahavo uli'ira u'so shenemar v'ahavtas Hashem lokecha v'nemar es Hashem lokecha tira. V'heyach yaderech la'avaso v'ira. So this is now the Rambam the second time conjoining ahava and yiras Hashem. B'shoa she'izbonin ha'adam b'masav v'ruav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim. When a person really studies very deeply God's creation, God's science, the cosmology, biology, chemistry, physics, and he recognizes God's supreme wisdom, indescribable intellect, miyad hu ohev, immediately, that word miyad will come up later as well, he's filled with a great sense of love, again predicated on this knowledge, the motif of the day in the Rambam will obviously be his maxim, ha'ahava lefi ha'yidia, miyad hu ohev mishabeach umifo'er, he's filled with a great desire to come to know and understand God. However, the Rambam says dialectically, just a second, he immediately starts to tremble backwards. V'yifochet, and he's filled with pachad. Pachad, the Malbim says, is different than yira. Pachad is always ari, pachad pit'om, a sense of terrible fear, which descends right away. V'yodeya shu biryak tanish fela fela omedes b'das kalim uta lifnei tmim deos. Because he senses that insuperable chasm between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mosh Amar David, as David HaMelech says, I'm filled with a sense of my own smallness and inadequacy and weakness relative to God. So the Rambam is telling us that Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are intertwined. And it's, in fact, in Tanel, the very same process that causes us to have a love of God because we appreciate His supreme intellect. That also causes us to have a sense of awe and reverence and even fear and trepidation in light of the fact that God's intellect so far surpasses our own. Now, part of what I'll try to explain with respect to the Rambam is that the Rambam, in conjoining Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, was actually drawing on the persona of Avram Avinu. We know in this week's Haftorah, Avram is described as Ohavi. And in fact, the notion of Avram as the paradigmatic Ohev Hashem is responsible, according to the Navi Yeshayahu, for the fact that Klal Yisrael have been chosen. V'atal Yisrael Avdi Yaakov Asher Becharticha. So we have here the notion of Bechiras Yisrael being linked to the fact that we are Zera Avraham Ohavi, that we are the descendants of Avram, the one who loved God. So Avram is established as an Ohev Hashem. And yet we know in the Chumash itself, but long before we get to the Navi Yeshayahu, in the Chumash itself, Avram is described in the context of the Akedah as the paradigmatic Yirei Elokim. Ataya dati ki Yirei Elokim ata. So Avram conjoins within a singular persona, Avas Hashem, as well as Yiras Hashem. But it gets even more fascinating because we know that during the Akedah itself, Avraham gets up, Vayashkem Avraham baboker, Vayachavosh es chamoro, Rashi comments, Vayachavosh, hu ba'atzmo v'lo tziba le'echad me'avadab, she'ha'ahava mikalkeles hashura. That even in the context of the Akedah, which was the single greatest act of reverence for God, atayadati ki'irei lukimata, that Avram is still manifesting within that context, Avas Hashem. And indeed, Avram's Avas Hashem is testified to by the famous Mishnah in Avos, Asara Nisyonos, Nisnas Avram Avinu Ba'amar Bechulan, Lahodia Kama Chibato Shel Avram Avinu Alav Hashalom, that Avram was uniquely endowed with the love of Hashem that allowed him to persist and to succeed, even if he didn't necessarily pass all of the Nisyonos. Look at the Ramban in this week's parasha when Avram leaves Eretz Yisrael in the context of the Rav. But be that as it may, Lodia Kama Chibato Shel Avram Avinu, that Avram's Avas Hashem gave him a great sense of energy, a great sense of resolve, and a great sense of dedication and devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, you might ask, if Avram Shay was able to conjoin Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and that's influencing the Rambam's presentation here of saying this is the ideal method, right, to conjoin Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and it's all based on understanding God's world, so that should be reflected in the biography of Avram Avinu. And indeed, as we saw in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that is reflected, and we'll return to that today, in the biography of Avram Avinu, because he spent, Sev, how many years coming to understand Hashem before we give him the title of Makir Avram Avinu as Boro? 37 years. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish had a machlokes. Was Avram 3 years old? Was he 40 years old? In our Girsa of the Gemara is 48 years old. So in the Rambam's Girsa was 40 years old. Avram invested 37 years. Much more on that later. Avram invested 37 years in Yediyas Hashem. And our ability to love God is directly dependent and contingent on our ability to know and to understand God. And the way that we come to know and understand God, as the Rambam said in the Mishneh Torah, is to study God's science. That's why we don't use the phrase secular education. We use the phrase general education. There's nothing secular, obviously, about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And we also come to know God, V'hayu advarim ha'ela sh'anochi mitzavcha hayom al livavecha, by study of the Torah. That's another way to come to know Hashem. But it would be fair to ask the question, if Avram is able to conjoin Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, what should be the primary motivator of our Avodas Hashem? It's interesting. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the first mitzvah is Emunah Hashem. The second mitzvah is Yichud Hashem. The third mitzvah is Avas Hashem. The fourth mitzvah is Yiras Hashem. The fifth mitzvah is Avodas Hashem. So what should be the greater motivator of our Avodas Hashem? Should our Avodah primarily come from Yira, from a sense of reverence and awe? Or should our Avodah primarily come from Avas Hashem? The Rambam addresses the question directly in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Yud, and the Rambam says as follows. Go ahead, Zev. Al Yomar Adam, a person should not say the following. So a person should never serve God. Avodas Hashem should never be rooted in the desire for any reward in this world or in the next. Go on. So the Rambam is unequivocally stating that one's avoda needs to be rooted in ahava and not in yira. Okay? That is what the Rambam is unequivocally stating. That avas Hashem should be the primary motivator in terms of our avoda. Yes, it's true. We have individuals who are at a more junior state. They're at a more amateur state in terms of their avodas Hashem. So they're not ready to serve God out of ahava, and they're going to need various rewards and incentives. But we try to get them ad shatir bedaitan. Look at that diuk, right? It's the yediya, which will then be goreim to avoda me ahava. Okay, now go on. It's astounding, Zev, right? The idea is ha'oved me'ahava is linked to the idea of avoda me'emes. It's truth. It's yediya that again causes ahava. That we can only express our love of God if we understand God who is truth. Remember, chosamo shel kadosh baruch hu emes, God is truth. Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's an amazing thing that even though you might say, right, Ari, that Avram's up here, Avram can serve God out of a deep sense of love of God because Avram spent 37 years investing in becoming a Yodea Hashem and Avalafi Ayidia, but they can't expect that of me, right? God's not going to demand the same thing of me. Wrong. Because there's a mitzvah midaraisa v'yahavtas Hashem lokecha b'chol v'avcha v'chol navshecha v'chol meodecha. So we are mitzuvim, right? We are absolutely commanded to reach this level. Unlike talking about the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody's able to attain that level. Lokam Yisrael nabi kimoshe asher yadol Hashem panim el panim. But when it comes to avas Hashem, we are mandated, we are required, we are enjoined to reach a level that is utterly rarefied. Now that's the second time we saw that miyad, right? We saw the Rambam and Yisodei HaTorah use that word miyad. When a person is filled with a sense of avas Hashem, that immediately translates into avoda. Okay, that's a very fascinating expression. Miyad yaseh, not just a particular mitzvah zev, but yaseh kol hamitzvos me'ahava. So what this requires, Shay, what it requires, Avas Hashem, is single-minded focus and effort and diligence and dedication. It requires a person to leave other things off to the side to be able to focus on attaining Avas Hashem. Now remember, if the equation is as follows, Ha'ahava lefi ha'yidia, what that really means is that what do we need to focus on single-mindedly to get to Ahava? Yidia Hashem. So we need to be miyached ourselves, as we're about to see, in terms of the study of Torah. We quoted the other day, Mishenesal lelibo lekayim mitzvah zo karoi, that a person who wants to fill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah karoi, lo yasiach daito ledvarim acherim. They shouldn't be led astray. They have to be able to focus singularly on cultivating the idea so they can come to Avas Hashem. Okay. So people say, oh, I'm filled with Avas Hashem, but they don't know very much about Hashem. It's an impossibility. It's a false claim. There's no way to truly love God unless we know God. And the only way that we can know God is in the way that He allows Himself to be known, Dahainu, through the Torah that He revealed to us as Klal Yisrael, and through science and cosmology. It's interesting, the Netziv, in the Hakdama Toyim Ekdavar, he says the highest calling for a Jew is to be Mechadesh Chidushei Torah. The highest calling for a Ben Noach, who's endowed with Tzelem Elokim, is to come to understand God's Bria more deeply, right? So it's actually leading very much in a similar direction. So as a consequence, Zev, what is our sacred responsibility? Liyached atzmo, a person has to singularly devote himself, lehavin ulehaskil b'chachmos utunos hamodiyim, that a person has to be able to focus on this in a very, very intensive kind of way. So yes, it's true. We've demonstrated that Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are inextricably linked with one another. And yet when it comes to Ezra, what should be our primary motivator? In other words, what should cause us to serve Hashem? The Rambam was unequivocal. There was no question about it that a person should strive to be an Oved Me'ahava. And that was the derech of Avram Avinu, about whom we'll read in this week's Haftorah, Avraham Ohavi. Now, what I'd like to try to do is to try to deepen some of these fundamental premises through taking a look at the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, to revisit what we saw in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Perek Aleph, where the Rambam uses a singular expression to describe Avram, namely, the Eitan. So, Shay, why don't you read the Sefer HaMitzvos for us? This is, again, it's Mitzvah Gimel, the Mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Hi shetzivanu be'ahavaso yis'ala. Go ahead, Shay. Nachsho v'nizbonein b'mitzvosav. That we should study His mitzvos very deeply. That's what we call Talmud Torah. Nasigehu. And we'll be filled with a certain sense of pleasure that comes a sublime pleasure, not a physical or a crass or a corporeal pleasure, but a pleasure that's associated with understanding something very well. Okay? So that when we study the Torah very well, we're led to Avas Hashem. Now remember, Avas Hashem is an obligation for both men and for women. So Rav Amital Zatzal used to say that even though women are technically pturos from Talmud Torah, they're obviously not pturos from Avas Hashem. So one of the primary driving forces in terms of Talmud Torah Lenashim, which I fully support on many levels, right, is the idea of helping them cultivate an Ahavas Hashem. Let's just give Shay a chance to finish, and Ezra will go straight over to you, okay? Ha-michuyeves. Again, it's not just for Avram Avinu in his rarefied space, but we are all enjoined to get as far along the path of Ahava as we possibly can. Beautifully done, Shay. Go ahead. I have no idea how I'm supposed to achieve this. Talmud Lomar. By studying the Torah, one comes to know the one who gave the Torah. Outstanding, Shay. Hinei biarnu l'cha, she'iz bonanus ta'ala biyadcha, asaga v'tagia ana, v'tavo be'ahava behechrich. Ahava comes automatically as a function of one's yediyas Hashem. Now we come to the second part. Now once one has achieved a certain level of ahava, because one has attained a certain level of yediyah, what is the next step? And here in Netanya, we'll really see how the persona of Avram really comes to define this mitzvah. There's no doubt about it. Go ahead.
So
if I really loved somebody, I'd want other people to feel the same way.
So this is
when a person is filled with the love of God.
As
we read in this week's Haftarah, Avraham Avi, it was only because he understood God in such a fundamentally deep way. So what we have here is multiple levels. Yediyas Hashem causes Avas Hashem. And once a person is filled with Avas Hashem, what do they naturally, inevitably, inexorably do? What do they want? They want to call other people to Avas Hashem. They want to be able to spread that sense of ahava beyond, it's overflowing beyond their own personal boundaries, exactly. And that's why Avram, who was constantly korei b'shem Hashem. So we can understand that the path towards ahava, as Oliver would remind us, is not a simple path. It requires enormous investment on the front end in yediyas Hashem. Working very, very hard to understand the Torah, because if we understand the Torah, we understand to a degree the one who gave the Torah. Working very, very, very hard to understand the cosmos all around us, because if we can understand biology, chemistry, physics, cosmology, then we can understand the author of all of that, he who revealed himself. And so we have to apply ourselves very, very, very intensively. So now let's return to the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam describes Avram's path towards this. And we will appreciate and we will understand, Micah, why don't you read this passage for us, just how the Rambam is stressing the degree of perseverance and diligence, dedication, and devotion that is required to establish the levels of Yediyah that allow one to aspire to Ahava. Go ahead, Micah. Kevan shenigmal etan zeh. So it's interesting. He refers to Avram Avinu as the etan. What does etan mean, literally?
Strength.
Now, where else does it appear in the Torah? Where does the Torah use the term etan? It's not a term that comes up in the Torah on more than two occasions. Go ahead. What's that? That's in Tehillim. But what about in the Chumash itself? Etan moshevecho v'sim basela kinecho, which is in Parshas Bala. And in the Egla Arufa protocols, we're told to take the Egla down to the Nachal Etan. There's a Machlekes Harishonim. What exactly is a Nachal Etan? Look at the Rambam's definition, and it will give you an insight into what the Rambam thought about Avram Avinu. So the Rambam says that the Nachal Etan, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells us, Umaridin Osa, the Egla Arufa, El Nachal Sheshotef Bechazka, Vizeo Eson HaAmor Batorah. The definition of Eson, Lashitas HaRambam, other Rishonim disagree. Etan means a Nachal that flows with overpowering strength. So what he's trying to describe out of Avram is this sense of indefatigability, this sense of motivation. And he was constantly in motion. Lech lecha, me'aretz k'ladcham beis avicha, all the way to the end of the Asaras Nisyonos, lech lecha el eretz hamoriyah. He had this great energy about him and total dedication, like a nachal that shotei b'chazka, this dynamism, kevan shenigmal etanza. Hischil shotei b'daito v'hu katan, he was still young. Go ahead, Micah. V'hischil lachshov b'yom uvalayla, by day and by night. Right, he wasn't taking hours off here. Tameya, he was wondering, how is all of this possible? Hey, Achevsher, she agagos and noek tamid v'lo yamani gumi yasabivu. So, who's causing the world to run? It can't be running on its bone. Ki Achevsher she yasabiv esatzmo. It's impossible that it's directing itself. V'lo hayalo melamed v'lo modia davar. Nobody was helping him along, facilitating, teaching. Elamushka be'or kastim in ovde kochavim atipshim. V'avi v'imo v'chol am ovdim kochavim v'oved imahem. And yet inside, Velibo Meshotet Umevin, but his heart was seeking and searching. Ad Shehesig Derech HaEmes. Remember the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Oses HaEmes Mipnei Shu Emes? He was talking about Avram. Until he understood the Emes, Vehevin Kavat Tzedek Mitunaso Anechona. So Micah, you'll do the math for me. So he started the process when he was 3. V'yada sheyesham Eloa echad v'humanig agago v'hubara akovin b'chol nimsa Eloa chutz mimenu v'yada shekol ha'olam toim, and he knew that the whole world was in error. U'ben arboim shana, he was but 40 years old. Hikar Avram esboro Micah, how long did Avram work at this? Process starts when he was 3. He worked on it for 37 years. So just imagine working for 37 years on a problem. Pushing oneself, not yielding, not giving up, not saying, well, I guess everybody's doing it, must be right. Let's go with the flow here. No. To understand the truth requires dedication, devotion, and self-sacrifice. The church demanded of Galileo to deny his understanding of the universe, and he said, yet it moves. Rejecting Copernicus. And so the critical point is that one does not yield. And indeed, that is the spirit that Yeshayahu captures in the Haftorah that we'll read tomorrow. Halo yadatim lo shamata. Elokei olam Hashem borek tos haaretz lo yi'af lo yiga. God does not tire, nor does he fatigue. Ein cheker letunaso. God's understanding is limitless. And if we cleave to God, then we can be filled, Micah, with that same indefatigability. No sein lo yayev koach. That's where we get the bracha that some of us say every morning. Ule'ein onim otzma yarbeh. He gives strength to those who otherwise would be without strength. V'yafu ne'arim v'yigohu bachurim kashol yikashelu. And even after the young men are no longer able to keep up. They've run out of energy. They've tired. Koye Hashem, those who yearn towards God, Ya Khalifu Khawach Yalu Ever Kanisharim, they will fly like eagles. Yarutsu, they will run below you go, Yelchu below you offu, they shall not be fatigued. And so we have this remarkable description of those who yearn for God. They are filled with the strength and the ability to push themselves, as we like to say, mechayil el chayil, from attainment to attainment, from strength to strength, day after day, the way that Avram was able to work yoman v'layla. And that is my message to you this Shabbos. Sometimes we live in a world that looks for shortcuts, it looks for attainments that come easily. But if our responsibility is to be oved me ahava, and the ahava indeed is lefi hayidia, that yidia does not come overnight. That yidia comes yomam valayla, yomam valayla, yomam valayla, year after year, decade after decade. It is a lifelong process. Avram didn't merit the title Avraham Ohavi. Even in his lifetime, the Chumash doesn't describe him that way. Yeshayahu reflects on that later. There are no shortcuts to Ahavas Hashem. There are no shortcuts in Avodas Hashem. In some ways, this generation faces even greater challenges than previous ones. It was never easy. But the social media landscape of clicks and of tweets and of short-term comments and reacting right away has made this as hard as it's ever been. The distractions have multiplied. The sense of not being able to focus in a sustained way is so much greater. And yet, we have to remember, Avram had his disadvantages as well. Lo hayo lo melamed velo modia davar. Nobody was there to teach him, nobody was there to assist him, and he could do it. And that serves for us as both an inspiration and an aspiration. We are inspired by the model of somebody who is willing to commit himself wholeheartedly, b'chol levavo, b'chol nafsho, b'chol me'odo, to avas Hashem. And in so doing, as we always say, kavash Avram Avinu es haderech lifnei banav, he was able to pioneer a path for all of us, ha'ahava lefi ha'yedia, the integration of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, Atayadati ki Yirei Elokim Ata, and ultimately to be Ovdim Me Ahava, to serve God, not for the sake of any reward in this world or in the next, not of fear of any punishment in this world or the next, but Oso Es HaEmes Mipnei Shehu Emes, to live truth because it is the truth.